a worry as we move closer to the festive season. The crime just seems to escalate around this time. I'm not sure what it is, whether, you know, obviously we are purchasing a lot more than we normally do over the course of the rest of the year. But perhaps we're also just a little bit more relaxed and our levels of alertness drop slightly, and criminals tap into that and they take advantage of that. So the South African Banking Risk Information Centre has come up with some new information outlining the latest scams that seem to be abounding, and Business Tech actually reported on that earlier today. Let's get the details. CEO Susan Potgieter is on the line to us. She is from the South African Banking Risk Information Centre. Susan, good evening. Thanks very much for your time. I see that quite a number of scams are developing now and are in full use as we head towards the festive season. Tell us more about this increase in vishing incidents.
Right. Good evening to you and your listeners. Vishing is not new, but it's very prevalent at the moment. Effectively, what happens is criminals pose, and quite often, as callers from a bank call center, and then entice their victim into disclosing information that they normally wouldn't. Now, what they do is they also spoof the caller, a telephone number. So when you look at your phone, it all appears to be very legit. So the first thing that I'd like for listeners to just take note of is that don't believe because the call purports to come from a call center that it actually does come from a call center. That's the first thing. Secondly, they then, when they start asking information that they shouldn't be asking, all bells, all red flags should be flying and alarm bells should be going off, and it's your right to actually end the call. If any attempt is made to ask for confidential information, that is a sure indication that it's not a legitimate call, and nobody should ever, respond to that, because even the bank shouldn't be asking you for confidential information. So please watch out for that. Important also to note that the style of the conversation is going to be very much what you expect to hear from a call center. So listening for, for strange language or funny accents is not going to be enough. You have to pay attention to the content of the call, and that's going to tip you off as to whether it's legitimate or not.
All right, good advice there. Many people, of course, will be hoping to go away for the holidays and will be looking for accommodation. I see there's a fake accommodation scam that's doing the rounds.
It happens on almost every festive season, also Easter, and it's literally a case of exploiting people who are in a rush, who really want to take the kids and give them a nice holiday for the year. So it's very important to understand with whom you are doing business. If you're booking in a physical accommodation, go on to Google Maps, see whether that actual physical location exists, and look to see what it looks like. If you're doing business with somebody who's only prepared to give you a cell phone number, that should be a red flag, because what are you going to do if something goes belly up? How are you going to trace that individual? What recourse do you have? So if somebody is not prepared to disclose, who they are, or they don't have a website, or they don't have a business office address, that should really, really be something that you should deem as suspicious.
All right. Tell me what the ATM scam is all about, Susan.
Right. At the ATM, I think there's two things that I'd like to just speak about here very briefly. The one is we use the ATM to withdraw cash. That's the whole purpose, but all the bigger purpose of using the ATM. You could do other transactions as well, but most of us want to draw cash. Please don't draw more cash than what you need. It's dangerous to walk around with hordes of cash, so be very, very careful that you don't make yourself a target by people seeing that you've got cash and then wanting to rob you. That's the first thing. Secondly, when using the ATM, if you think the card is swallowed, in other words, it's not coming out of the slot, don't move away until you've actually stopped that card. Very often those card slots are jammed by criminals, and they know how to dislodge them. So when you're around the corner, they will take the card out. By then, they would have actually peeked over your shoulder and they would have seen your PIN number, and they will try and withdraw your daily limit. So be very, very, very careful not to move away until you actually stop. stops your card. And even when doing a normal transaction, always, always close the hand that types in the PIN number or something, be it the other hand or your bag or a jersey or whatever it is, so that nobody can actually see your PIN number.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Susan Potgieter, she's the acting CEO of the South African Banking Risk Information Center.